Hello, I'm Richard O'Brien, and you're now at post 16 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. Ancient woodlands, such as here in Happy Valley, are a great place to hear birdsong, particularly if you're an early riser. The dawn chorus occurs when the male birds sing at the start of a new day to defend their breeding territories and attract a mate. In Britain, this reaches a crescendo during the spring and early summer months. There's a regular sequence to the dawn chorus, with some species routinely starting to sing before others. Robins, thrushes and blackbirds may start to sing about an hour before sunrise. They're joined later by smaller birds, such as wrens and warblers, which are more sensitive to the coldness of the early dawn, and so they wait a little longer for the air to warm up before beginning to sing. These later risers also tend to feed on insects, which only emerge later in the morning themselves. It's thought that birds start to sing so very early in the day for several reasons. At dawn, the poor light makes it difficult for the birds to find food, and so they concentrate on singing to attract a mate instead. It's also believed that the singing makes the birds more vulnerable to predators, so they sing when the dim light of the early morning makes their location less obvious. Finally, there's much less background noise at this time of the day, and particularly in towns and cities. The birds don't have to compete with the traffic noise to have their voices heard. Females are attracted to the males, which sing loudest and more flamboyantly, as these will be the fittest and best nourished and are likely to be the most successful parents to their chicks. To the right of the path are several impressively large wild cherry trees, or geans. They can be recognized by their reddish bark and the horizontal markings around the trunk. The height of these trees often surprises people who think of the cherry as a small ornamental tree. Most flowering cherries, which originate from the mountains of Japan, are small, but the native British cherry can grow into a large tree over 40 feet in height. In this woodland, because of the competition for light, they're particularly tall and straight. In this part of the woods, you may come across fallen trees which have been left to rot down naturally. Such trees were once removed by foresters to keep the woodland tidy, and because it was feared that they'd spread disease. It's now realised that dead wood is important to a whole host of wildlife, including beetles, fungi, lichens, and whole nesting birds. To continue the nature trail, follow the path straight ahead, and you'll find post 17 on your left-hand side.